Hello and welcome to another
Okay.
episode of Rajneeti. This is a special podcast ahead of the Bihar elections, and today is the last day of campaigning for all the parties before the first day of polling on October 28th. Since Friday, the polling heat has begun with campaigns by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. In this episode, we'll be talking more about the next generation politicians who are contesting in these elections. I'm your host, Keertana Tiwari, and with me, I have Gulam Jilani, Assistant News Editor at Money Control. Hi, Gulam. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Keertana.
Gulam, let's talk about Tejasvi Yadav, since we already, in our previous episodes, we already spoke a lot about Chirag Pasan. Let's begin with Tejasvi Yadav. How did he come to power and what is his following like?
Okay. Tejasvi Yadav is, as we know, he is the chief ministerial face for the opposition alliance, which is the Grand Alliance or Mahagathbandhan, right? So he is 31 year old and he is a political heir to RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav. So basically he is contesting elections and he is leading the opposition's race because his father is in jail for corruption charges. So Tejasvi is 31. He came to limelight Lalu Prasad Yadav has two sons. One is Tejasvi and another is Tej Pratap Yadav. So Tejasvi is 31 year old, son of Lalu Prasad Yadav. And he is considered, you know, politically savior of the two sons that Lalu Yadav has, right? So he got the public eye in 2015, which was when the last Bihar elections were held. And RJD had contested elections in alliance with JDU. So in that elections, the RJD alliance with JDU came to power and Tejasvi Yadav became the deputy chief minister under Nitish Kumar. But 2 years later, which is in 2017, Nitish Kumar ditched the alliance and he separated from the Grand Alliance and he eventually made government with the support of BJP. So it was then that Tejasvi started projecting himself as a sole leader. He had no relationship with Nitish Kumar at that time. So Tejasvi took over the reins of Lalu Prasad Yadav's RJD because Lalu was arrested in 2018 on corruption charges. But in 2019, there was Lok Sabha elections and Tejasvi Yadav could not win even a single seat in Bihar. There are 40 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, so RJD could not win single seat. Actually, all the 39 seats were won by BJP and JDU, and one seat was won by Congress. So RJD could not win even one seat. But this election, we have seen Tejasvi very, you know, he is 31 year old, he is young, and he is drawing huge crowds. In recent days, we saw videos where, you know, despite these COVID restrictions in place, despite health protocols, despite social distancing calls by Election Commission and, you know, the health authorities, we saw thousands and thousands of people turning up, showing up in Tejasvi Yadav's rallies. So in last 2-3 weeks, we saw Yadav emerging as a leader who is drawing crowds. He may not have, you know, one thing that he is lacking, that star attraction, because he doesn't have big political leaders to back him, to support him. Like his opposition leader, which is Nitish Kumar, has the backing of leaders like Prime Minister Narendra Modi, leaders like Amit Shah, leaders like JP Nadda. All these top BJP leaders are campaigning for Nitish Kumar. But RJD has, though he has support of Congress party, but Congress is not in power at center. Rahul Gandhi has been supporting for him. So here is a 31-year-old leader who is taking on Nitish Kumar, who has the entire BJP supporting him. So I would say Tejasvi Yadav may not be as big as Nitish Kumar is, but he started in 2014 becoming the deputy chief minister. In 2019, he couldn't do much in terms of electoral gains, but looking at his performance and the support that he's drawing in these election rallies, we can say he is making his presence felt. We can say, even if he doesn't know, several poll surveys have said that BJP and JDU combination is going to win this election again. But even if Tejasvi Yadav and the Mahagathbandhan alliance loses the election, but we can say that Tejasvi Yadav is here to stay in Bihar politics.
Right. And also, one more thing that's interesting about Tejaswi Yadav is that he used to be a cricketer in IPL, right? How has he moved from being a cricketer to, you know, a politician?
Yeah, I told you it was in 2015 when he became the deputy chief minister. He came to political limelight in 2015. Since, you know, again, there was Nitish Kumar switched to his old ally, BJP. So Tejaswi, and in 2018, Lalu Prasad Yadav was imprisoned. So I think Tejaswi had no choice but to be a very, you know, be the face of RJD. And that is how he started. He took over the leadership of RJD. That is where he started emerging as a you know, full-fledged politician, instead of days before 2015 when he used to be known as Lalu Prasad Yadav's son, rather Lalu Prasad Yadav, cricketer turned son. So post-2018, he emerged as, you know, full-fledged RJD leader, Tejaswi Yadav. So much so that in this election, 2020 Bihar Assembly elections, he has been unanimously chosen as chief ministerial face for Mahagathbandhan because of his, you know, mass appeals, or so to say. I think in July and August only, he had spoken about jobs to 10 lakh people in Bihar if RJD comes to power. So he has that connect. He's also young. He has that connect with the people of Bihar, especially the young population who are desperately demanding jobs. I think political analysts have read, you know, BJP's manifesto released last week. So they say, political analysts say, that it was because of Tejaswi Yadav's 10 lakh promise that BJP was forced to announce 19 lakhs job promise. Right. So he is calling short. He is, you know, setting the narrative, so to say.
Okay. And does he receive any flack for his father being imprisoned in a scam case?
Yeah, Tejaswi, see, it is a baggage for him. We know that he has to carry this baggage that his father is behind bars. And in fact, day before yesterday, he only said, you know, recently we know Lalu Prasad Yadav was given bail in one of the scams, in one of the fraud scam cases, but he happens to be in the jail because of another case. But Tejaswi Yadav said, I think he said on Saturday, that his father Lalu Prasad Yadav will be out of jail on November 9, which is a day before election results will come. And he said, November 9 is also happens to be his birthday also. So he said, November 9, my father Lalu will be out of the jail on bail. And on November 10, there will be farewell to Nitish Kumar. So he has been facing the flak. He has this baggage of father being in jail for so long. And also the corruption charges. He has also faced flak on giving tickets to some, you know, criminal turned politician. In fact, he has not been carrying his father's poster, right? So that people don't link him to his father directly, and instead, you know, consider him as an emerging young leader. So there may be is a disadvantage that his father is in jail, but you never know in Bihar politics, caste alliances work more than anything else. And he might emerge as a winner eventually.
Okay. And by any chance, does he face any conflict with his brother, Tej Pratap?
It doesn't seem so in this election because both the brothers have been campaigning together. And Tej Pratap Yadav happens to be his elder brother. Mm-hmm. And he is contesting from Hasanpur instead of the previous assembly election. I think, I told you earlier, Tejaswi Yadav is more savior than Tej Pratap Yadav. But because Tej Pratap Yadav happens to come from a political family, he's also contesting elections. We saw in elections that Tej Pratap Yadav has been telling to people when he was asked why he is contesting from Hasanpur, he said that Lalu Prasad Yadav is very popular here, he has worked here, and people will support Lalu Prasad Yadav's son here. So I don't think there is any conflict, at least on the face of it. I cannot say what is happening behind the scene. But yes, for now, they are doing it together. But yes, you never know even if they come to power, what happens later.
Moving on to the next contestant, Kulam, Chirag Paswan. We have been speaking a lot about him. Can you just take us through his relationship with BJP and his style of campaigning?
See, Chirag Paswan, even, you know, he became even more important in this election after his father's death, like recently. So when his father died, so there were reports that, you know, BJP will deal with Chirag Paswan. So he has, you know, as we all know, he has decided to contest elections alone. And he has also said that he has also fielded candidates against JDU, but not against BJP. So many poll, pollsters say that he is doing it at the behest of BJP, and he wants to cut, divide JDU votes and help BJP get more seats than they expect. So soon after his father died, so BJP leaders started criticizing him recently, like 2 weeks ago. Even BJP leaders like Prakash Javadekar and BJP leader who is Bhupendra Yadav, who happens to be BJP in charge in Bihar, criticized Chirag for confusing people that he has Narendra Modi's backing. So because Chirag was accused of using Prime Minister Narendra Modi's posters in his election campaign. And so much so that Chirag came up with a response that he said that he doesn't need anybody's, certificate that he praises. He's a fond of Narendra Modi. In fact, Narendra Modi lives in his heart. He, even if he, decides to rip his heart apart, he can see Narendra Modi. And as we go in the first phase of elections, Chirag is campaigning in Bihar. But while he's not speaking anything against BJP or Narendra Modi, he is being critical of JDU and the government. In fact, he is saying that, I think today or yesterday, he said that, JDU has been corrupt. He accused Nitish Kumar of being corrupt. He even went on to say that the right place for Nitish Kumar would be to be behind bars. He has not said anything against BJP, despite the fact that JDU, Nitish Kumar, has been enjoying support of BJP, and BJP, senior BJP leaders have been saying from day one that Nitish Kumar is going to be the chief minister if NDA comes to power. And many BJP leaders, as I said earlier, have criticized Chirag Paswan for saying something that is confusing the voters. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar doesn't know about large scale scams and corruption that have happened under his rule. And he even said that Nitish Kumar was also involved in some corruption cases. He even went on to say that after Jangal Raj, so Jangal Raj is the term used for RJD government that was there 15 years ago. So Chirag Paswan said, even after the Jangal Raj, there was no development in Bihar. That means he's saying that there was no development in Bihar in last three terms of Nitish Kumar.
And while talking about Nitish Kumar, does he have anyone, in JDU who will be the next generation politician? And also, how would the Nitish Kumar versus next generation politics, how is it going to pan out?
Nitish Kumar is a senior politician. He has been chief minister three times, and he is, he is contesting election this time to be for the fourth term, and his age is 69 years old. Right? As I said, he is 69. And these two politicians, okay, Chirag Paswan, who is 37, and Tejasvi Yadav is 31. We know that Tejasvi is a political sky, and so is Chirag Paswan. But for Nitish Kumar, I think the problem with JDU is that they don't have any second run leaders. Even Nitish's only son, who is an engineer, has said already that he is not going to contest elections. The problem with Nitish Kumar, many people say that Nitish Kumar never allows any second generation leaders to emerge after him, like what he did recently with Prashant Kishore, the famous political scientist who joined JDU as vice president, was seen as, next leader, next in command after Nitish Kumar. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. Eventually, Prashant Kishore was expelled from the party. And there was also Sharad Yadav, who is a socialist leader and veteran socialist leader, who was with Nitish Kumar again till 2016. But again, Sharad Yadav had to leave the party because he couldn't get well with Nitish Kumar. Okay. Unfortunately, many people say that after this election, there is a very, bleak future for Nitish Kumar as far as JDU is concerned, right? He has a difficult road ahead as a leader from Bihar, as somebody who presides the Janata Dal United. He has emerged as undisputed leader of the BJP, BJP's NDA, no doubt. But people say that he, had there been no BJP with him, he would have vanished in thin air. So I think even if he becomes BJP chief minister this term, after the results are announced on November 10, we may see, you know, a disintegration in JDU, as he has no, you know, leader to take over from him in future.
If a next generation politician comes to the forefront in Bihar, how would the state change?
See, Bihar has been hasn't seen any, you know, young chief minister in recent times. And in case NDA alliance loses and Mahagathbandhan wins, so we will have a young chief minister in a long time in Bihar. Even before Nitish Kumar's 15-year term, 15-year rule, there was either Lalu Prasad Yadav or his wife Rabdi Yadav. So in last 30 years, I believe, Bihar hasn't seen a young chief minister. It will be interesting to see how Bihar under young chief minister will behave, especially when the young population of Bihar is very desperate for jobs, when a big number of Bihar's young generation, young population has been leaving Bihar for greener pastures outside Bihar. Some of them go to Delhi, some of them go to Mumbai, some go to other cities, tier 2 cities, to get jobs. Even in rural belts, people leave their villages and towns for low-paying jobs, as we know that Bihari migrants are in every state. So it will be interesting to see how Bihar behaves under a young chief minister. But if things go as Mahagathbandhan plans, they have a young chief ministerial face, and he has been talking about jobs. Even if you ask him what are the issues in Bihar, he will always say unemployment. He will always say migration. So I think, and unfortunately, we know that jobs seen in Bihar is very bad. It is worse than other states. So like BJP has promised 19 lakh jobs, but before that it was Tejaswi Yadav who had promised 10 lakh jobs to youth in Bihar. So Bihar actually, you know, will be interesting under a young chief minister.
Right. Thank you so much, Ghulam, for all these details. Yeah. With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Rajneeti. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.